Rhythmic blasts of wind swept across the plain. No one who knew anything could mistake these gusts as being from my mother. She preferred to send hurricanes and the like. I peered through the curtain of my dirty silver hair, squinting against the grit whipping through the air. My lips curved again. Ah, there he was. The dragon. Convincing him to leave his damn bed had been a job in itself. The old bastard hated flying. You'd think Mother would take his wings away as punishment, but nope. This dragon had the biggest wings in Underhill, and aside from a few times a year, they were just for show. But they sure were something to behold. And hear. The beat of his wings as he flew above the trees toward the plains was akin to a giant beating on an enormous drum. Slow. Final. Boom. 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 The rhythm of my heart slipped into tandem with it. Another trick I'd picked up. The old bastard had excellent hearing, especially when it came to hearts. Keep going, I muttered quietly, shifting in my crouched position. The dragon bellowed, swinging his great head from left to right in search of me. I caught the flaring of his nostrils and grinned again. I'd rolled in naga droppings already to conceal my smell. Had he thought I'd make this easy? A disturbance beneath the ground caught my focus. Without moving, I watched as 6 naga heads popped out of the sand, 50 spear lengths in front of me. There was a good reason I'd leapt over that particular section. The naga were so damned attuned to any shift in the plains around their treasure trove. I'd snuck around their trove, of course, but even I could never hope to achieve the stealth required to get inside the trove without detection. Lucky for me, I didn't intend to. At least not today. I just needed their help. Because if there was one thing the dragon hated, it was the nagas that liked to encroach on his territory from time to time. Whoosh! The dragon banked right and skimmed along the plains, nearly silent now that he was gliding. The expanse of the plains gave him good visibility. He'd prefer to seek me out here rather than fleece the trees. Everything was going according to plan. He just needed to get close enough to the trove. Without staring directly at the naga, I checked for the presence of their treasure. Gold coins poked out through the sand in every direction. With naga, there were 2 rules. Don't mess with their young, and don't mess with their gold. I never messed with a creature's young, no matter what the game. But the other rule seemed like it was meant to be broken. Half my attention on the roaring approach of the dragon, I focused my power on a single gold coin without looking directly at it. I eased the coin out of the sand with my silver tendrils, but kept it in contact with the top layer of granules. They'd notice if I didn't. I peered left at the incoming dragon. This had to be timed just right. I filled the coin with my silver tendrils. Waiting. Waiting. Screeching, the dragon flattened and homed in on the naga herd. Yes! I whipped the coin toward me, careful not to let the gold touch my skin, and the 6 nagas erupted from their sandy sentry points, as if connected to the treasure with strings. They all peered at me. The top halves of the naga were serpentine in appearance. They otherwise had 2 legs with skin, like mine. I'd always considered them beautiful in an exotic kind of way, something my bestie emphatically disagreed with. Belts of gold coins hung low on their hips and also crisscrossed over the females' chests and around their large heart-shaped snake heads in circlets. What wasn't beautiful was getting sprayed with naga venom. Or worse, getting bitten. The dragon reared his head in surprise. In his usual little territory game with them, the naga didn't fight back. Not that they had anything on his sheer size. Too late to change his flight path,